And I want to let people know basically that just because of the money and all of this fame that I got and everything, I haven't changed at all. And that's why I named the second album, the Marshall Mathers LP, was to let people know that I'm just like you. I'm just like the average person. I mean, I've worked 9 to 5s, I've flipped burgers, I've washed dishes, I've done it all. So nobody can tell me anything about the struggle and how hard it is to come up and make ends meet and this and that.
In the Real Slim Shady single, Eminem had famously barracked the Grammys. Yet when it was announced that he was nominated for 4 awards, the shockwaves were soon surpassed by the news of whom he would duet with at the awards ceremony. It was none other than legendary songwriter and longtime AIDS campaigner Sir Elton John. Sir Elton had made no secret of his admiration for Eminem's talent, and along with that other gay icon, Madonna, had publicly expressed his support and admiration for the Detroit rapper. Indeed, he even spoke to the Los Angeles Times about how he disliked the sterility of modern-day political correctness and disagreed with those who suggested his records would cause violence and suffering. This, in turn, had caused fury amongst some gay rights groups. As a result, the proposed duet, and in particular Eminem's 4 nominations, solicited a great deal of protest in advance of the February 2001 ceremony. MTV's weekend of so-called MTV also drew severe opposition. It got so bad that the station eventually broadcast anti-hate messages in the hope of reassuring those who'd been offended. The numbers tuning in, however, hugely outweighed those complaining. Eminem's actual Grammy nods were for Album of the Year for the Marshall Mathers LP, Best Rap Solo Performance for The Real Slim Shady, Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group on Forgot About Dre, and Best Rap Album. Prior to the actual night, the dissident voices of the gay rights groups were loudest, denouncing Eminem as perpetrating hatred towards their community in his lyrics, a charge of homophobia which had long ago complemented other accusations of sexism, misogynism, and inciting violence. The protesters also questioned the organisation behind the Grammy Awards, implying that by offering this artist such plaudits, they were effectively endorsing such views. It was perhaps surprising then that at the opening of the event, there were only a few dozen protesters airing their grievances outside. Eminem, for his part, simply said words such as faggot were just meant as a disrespect to all weak people and not specifically to the homosexual population. Meanwhile, inside the venue, the controversial duet was prefaced by an appeal from the Master of Ceremonies for tolerance among all people. In rehearsals, onlookers had been amazed to see Elton John and Eminem freestyle through Benny and the Jets, but the actual performance on the night struggled to live up to the hype that had come to surround it. Nevertheless, 27 million television viewers watched in delight at the sight of Eminem, one of the most hardcore and controversial artists in years, singing on stage with Sir Elton John, the British royal family's favourite. Although the actual award somehow seemed almost secondary, Eminem managed to scoop 3 gongs that night, only losing out to Steely Dan in the biggest category of all, Album of the Year, a fact ridiculed loudly the day after by a disappointed Dr. Dre. On a much lighter note, Eminem's popularity was reflected in the making of 3 dolls in his likeness. The company who produced them had also made Kiss dolls, so he was in good company. The first of the trio was Marshall Mathers, described as a regular guy. The second was Eminem the rapper, and the final doll was in the likeness of his Slim Shady alter ego, complete with gruesome chainsaw. It was rumoured that Eminem had helped with their design, and the Slim Shady doll was his favourite. Needless to say, many family-oriented stores refused to stock the $10 toy. Not that he seemed to mind.